My next guests are part of the ensemble at the Neo Futurists, part of the show that the Neo Futurarium calls the Infinite Wrench. The show is a new production that delivers the Neo Futurist goods, 2-minute plays on current events and culture. They're comedic, they're dramatic, most of all, they're real. The show is a replacement for the iconic show Too Much Light Makes a Baby Go Blind, which promised 30 plays in 60 minutes and ran for decades and launched the Neo Futurist worldwide. Earlier this year, creator Greg Allen left the company, took the rights to the show with him, setting off a firestorm of bad blood, which spilled out into the papers and all over social media. But that's behind the Neos, as they found a way to replace a legendary show and retain the spirit. In studio tonight, two of the cast members of The Infinite Wrench, Kirsten Reber and Daniel Kerr-Hobert. You guys, Daniel? Dan? I'm going to say Dan, sorry.
Cool. No, either way, it's good.
It's all good. Kirsten, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You know, what an amazing company to be ensemble members of the Neo Futurists, which has been such a huge company, not just here in Chicago, but it's branched out to other major cities all around the country. You know, talk about the idea of creating new work. The Infinite Wrench really is a new late-night show for the Neo Futurists that replaces Too Much Light. Talk about that process of being able to come up with a new show that and a new identity, but at the same time retain the spirit that everybody in Chicago and around the country knows so well.
Well, it was an incredible creative challenge for us, and it was kind of an all hands on deck sort of situation. It's been a really challenging and exciting year for us. I think we're well equipped to be put in a situation like this. This is what,
right.
In a sense, was what. Solving problems like this is what we've been doing for years and years and years. And it just kind of took that type of problem solving to a new level, which was both daunting and exciting.
What I love about the Neo Futurists, I've always loved, is that there is this creative spirit to create new projects. I mean, there always are the primetime shows and other things. And then you would have this contradiction to Too Much Light, which was this running show that everybody knew, and it had to go a certain way. There had to be a clothesline and a pizza to buy. Like, everything about it was almost, in a strange way, in a very oxymoronic way, this contradiction to the spirit of the Neo Futurists. And this was a vehicle that you had to do it a certain way. Mm-hmm. As performers, as ensemble members, I would assume that spirit of being able to try something new and put something new on stage, that's something that you relish the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think when we're looking at this as a moment to evolve a little bit, so the process kind of started with us taking a look at what are the components of our show. We have audience interaction, we have chaos, we have randomness, non-illusory personal stories, reflections on the world, and so like we have preserved all of those values that we hold in the company, and now we've kind of seen it as an opportunity to lean in a little more into. Specifically, chaos, I think, which kind of leads to a new part of our show, which is a wrench. The Infinite Wrench is the name of the show now, and we now write things that are called wrenches, similar to plays, but it's a new mechanic that we're experimenting with, which has been wildly creative and fruitful, and is still in motion in terms of evolution.
Yeah. So how does it work? How does the Infinite Wrench differ from what was on before it, and is it similar?
Well, I want to talk about the wrenches first. I think probably the most, if you were to come again, you hadn't been in a while, I think the...
Present.
Right. I think the first thing you'd notice is this wrench structure, which is essentially a force of disruption. So we give the audience between 1 and 6 of these wrenches, depending on what we roll on a 6-sided die, and these wrenches disrupt or interrupt the show. The wrenches change weekly, and they're a way of... playing with the mechanics of the show, and they're put in the hands of the audience. So not only is the audience directing the regular flow of the show, they're also able to say, you know, the show needs a disruption, mm-hmm. and they're tracking
them
just like
the How do you deal with that? I mean, I would assume that, I mean, audience interaction plays a big part in any sort of ensemble, but you guys also are curators in the way that you know what the flow is. There's always been randomness to what number gets thrown out, mm-hmm. but you've been in control. So to let the audience have the ability to disrupt the show, How does that work with the power structure of performers and audience?
A second ago, you were talking about how there was this paradox or this contradiction between the late night show and the spirit of what mm-hmm. we were trying to do. And I think actually already there was a sense in the company of that paradox coming to a head, where we would act out on things we had to do all the time. So like the introduction right. speech, right?
Right?
Which is like, we've been doing it for almost 30 years
yeah.
and everybody conducts the show for 2 weeks. And it had gotten to the point where there was layers and layers and layers of meta humor in the intro
speech. You're subverting
speech.
It, right.
You're subverting it, and you're, at some points you're subverting something that was subverted, you know, it becomes this echo chamber, and it was because we wanted to disrupt the show, and we felt like caught in a thing, and we wanted to play with structure more. And so I think over the years we'd seen more and more of these anti-plays, plays that like fought back against the show or disrupted the show. And The Wrench is a way of codifying those disruptions and embracing them.
And, it has to be an exciting part for the ensemble to create that kind of work. I'm how has it changed? Has the structure changed, the power structure between the audience and the people on stage since The Infinite Wrench? Has it changed from what you knew so much about Too Much Light to The Infinite Wrench?
That's a great question, and it's hard to answer. I think the scariest part is that it's allowed to. And the answer to your question is different from week to week. One of the craziest things was entering this year in the total unknown. We're an ensemble, and we make every decision collectively. We're a collective. And so when we make large changes, we do it by consensus. And so it's generally a slow-moving ship, and generally a thing like this is a hard hoop to jump through, which made it a really exciting and frightening process. So especially like to go back to like the first few months of The Wrench, what was terrifying is that it could change fundamentally and entirely from week to week. And what we have been investigating and are going to continue to investigate is what we're put in a situation where we can do whatever we want to do. We have loyal fans. We're proud of the people we get to work with. And we have a structure of principles and values.
Does it get in the way? Does the idea of success, the show does well, in one form, right? You get a vibe and you feel it and you know exactly what you want to do. And yet there is this pushback to not wanting to get into that point where you're being limited to doing something. Your chaos plays a huge role, as you mentioned, in The Infinite Wrench. Is there any sort of conflict in the idea of this worked last week, let's do it again, as opposed to, you know what, we believe in this company, we believe in chaos, let's not do it again?
Yeah, well, I think the way that The Wrenches are functioning in the show, that we will preserve The Wrenches week to week occasionally, because since the 30 plays, we still do 32-minute plays, are rotating weekly. The way that chaos manifests is still very different night to night.
So that's enough chaos.
I think so. I mean, failure has always been a value of ours, too.
Yeah.
And I think it still very much is. The possibility of failure is really important. And I wouldn't say, I mean, there's a huge difference between seeing a show in the same weekend, between seeing it on a Friday night, a Saturday night, a Sunday night, as you know. Yeah. And that's still the case. And I think there are people who religiously come on Friday nights because they want to see the night with the highest chance of failure, because they want to see how the Neo Futurists deal with
failure. Right, of course. The Neo Futurists in studio, their show, The Infinite Wrench, is Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Neo Futurarium right there at Foster and Ashland in the Andersonville neighborhood. In studio, two cast members from the Neo Futurarium, the Neo Futurists, Kirsten Reber and Daniel Kerr Hobart. You know, what I've always loved about the Neo Futurists, I kind of played to that when I say comedic, dramatic, real. You don't play characters. You talk about personal experiences, or you create material based on the world around us. This week has got to be especially hard when you're dealing with tragedy that suffocates art in a way, you know, where the people aren't necessarily looking for commentary on stage about what happened in Las Vegas a day later. You guys are in a precarious situation where you have to, you know, talk about these kind of things, and you have to write new plays each week. How do you approach that work? How do you approach getting to Friday? I mean, you're in a good spot where this happened far enough away that you're going to get to Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and it'll be reflective. But there's moments of community, and there's so much tragedy, but there's also a lot of closeness. How do you, as artists, deal with creating work around tragedy like we saw in Las Vegas?
I think it's scary every time. I think we trust each other a lot. I think you know you're bringing the best thing you can, and you're hoping someone brings something better. And then at the end of the day, all the plays are on the table, and the ensemble chooses the statement that we want to make. We know that people are going to come wanting to see it reflected. We want to reflect it as lucidly as possible in the most honest way we can. We don't have answers. We're just artists. We're just people. And so it is a, it's something between a terrifying duty and, but also if you were working on some show, I mean, as an artist, right, you're working on some show that the second that like something totally tragic and meaningful in the world happens and changes the world and you're in some dumb show and suddenly you're like, I don't want to be in this show. This show is so irrelevant. You know, like we have the burden of never being in that situation.
Right, right.
We always have to be responding to the world, but we also get to. So when the world changes, we get to change. I don't know. It's
that's absolutely, that's well said. I mean, in the way that, yes, it's a duty and it's horrifying to have to make some art around, but it is freeing in the way that you get to do that. I mean, that's part of the flexibility of the Infinite Wrench and what people expect of it. Audiences have been coming to the Neo-Futurists for this kind of work for years. Kirsten, how do you approach it? How do you approach it as an artist who lives as a human being and is affected and has emotions into what happened? And how do you think about, creating art?
Yeah, I think there's, as a creative person who feels that responsibility, I think sometimes a hiccup in the writing process tends to be, you know, what am I going to add to this conversation? What can I say that hasn't already been said before?
Right.
And I think, you know, all you have to do is respond honestly. And sometimes that manifests itself in the form of an abstract play of a dance or a surreal gesture that really just touches on the feeling and can be reflected with the audience.
It is. I mean, it's such a. I don't consider it a burden at all. But I think that many of your audience, your loyal audience, expect you guys to do this kind of thing. Have you been as performers? I mean, are there examples in your life as ensemble members where there has been tragedy and you've had to create art out of it? Because you just mentioned it could be as simple as a gesture, or it could be as stated as a very well written 2-minute play. I mean, talk about your experiences of having to write after that kind of stuff.
I'll say that I feel like we all do it and we've all done it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially as an ensemble who gets to see all of each other's work, we get to see everybody, you know, it's the well, right? So you get to see what people are struggling with, have struggled with, and how they're trying to manifest that as meaningful expression. I do want to talk a little bit about this show Tangles and Plaques that Kirsten has created. Kirsten, you want to talk a little bit about the show?
Definitely. So Tangles and Plaques is a primetime show that we're going to be opening on the 12th of October. And that is an exploration of memory loss and dementia. So when you talk about big tragedy, here you go.
Right.
I currently work at a retirement home. I've been working there for 2 years now.
Oh, interesting.
So this show has also been in development for 2 years. And so it's been an exploratory process with a cast of seven, kind of recognizing what it means to participate in a society that is grossly underprepared for an immense common condition that we should all be prepared for. So, that has definitely been something that has felt both like a personal part of my life, and then also taking the shape of a show where we want to educate people too.
And when does it open?
The 12th of October.
12th of October. All right. We'll look for that as well as the Infinite Wrench and other shows. You can go to the Neo-Futurist site and get all the stuff. In studio, two cast members, Kirsten Reber and Daniel Kerr-Hobert from the Neo-Futurists. They, of course, part of the ensemble, great ensemble up there in Andersonville. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.